As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Said. Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Busy weekend in Nebraska athletics also. Bowl season has begun. I will admit, gentlemen, I did not watch a single snap of the bowl games on Saturday.
Once.
Boise wow. State, Washington, SC State, Prairie View, A&M. Didn't watch it.
Who won the games?
Prairie View had a massive lead and blew it.
No, that's fine. Just do Bill Shrills.
Not doing that.
No, that's fine. Do that. Do head scratchers. We can do all that stuff right now.
Did we just say the score?
Jump out in front of it. The best game was Celebration Bowl, was which crazy. I will touch on during later on.
Celebration Bowl. Okay. Let's see. I was going to have Bill break it down for me and Bill's thrills later today.
No scores. No
head scratchers. I didn't watch it at all.
Or head scratchers. It's in head scratchers.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Head scratchers.
Yeah, so, but. Yeah, I had to. It was a busy one. I had double duty. Had Nutcracker yesterday, which was remarkable. And when we get to the volleyball game, I'll be able to tie that all together. And then I went to Omaha right after that. So I got up there at 6 o'clock and did Doc Talk
with Travis last night.
Last night with Travis Justice and Rob.
Free of charge.
Yes.
God dang, that's a you're.
6 p.m. last night. Bill.
6 p.m. Yeah, and usually it goes about an hour. We're like an hour and 45 minutes. Got a lot to talk
about.
Doc,
what'd you talk about?
Well, we started off with some volleyball talk because the game had just ended when I did that. But had all kinds of stuff to talk about. The one thing that I thought about this in recruiting when you sit next to Rob Zadiska is that always remember that big stays big. So if you have a giant offensive lineman at the start of the game, at the end of the game, you still have a giant offensive lineman. And Rob Zadiska is still
a big man.
Looks like he could play. Looks as if the fitness level is high. But it was a great conversation. It was fun to catch up with those guys. It's usually about twice a year that I
what
get
else did you do?
There. And trying to think what else. Watched a lot of football. Watched a little bit of some Husker hoops. I'll tell you that.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly.
Don't talk about that. But can't talk. Don't say the score.
The jacket is on over here.
The juvenile jacket is on. Yes.
What else?
And so put a lot of pressure on me. I thought I had two big things there on yesterday. Nutcracker and Doc Talk back to back. That was a lot.
Nutcracker.
That's a big day.
Gigi knocked it out of the park. She was voted top dancer in the Nutcracker, so that was cool. What,
people vote on that?
What's that? I did.
Oh, okay.
This is more my award.
Okay.
Good more, award.
Good award.
Just clearing that up there.
And I voted for Gigi, and so she wins.
did you give her an award? Sort of plaque?
I'll give her a plaque.
We are a plaque show.
Three
figures.
We are a plaque show. That will happen.
It's three figures.
So everyone was back. The family was all back. Leighton was here. And Liv is here, Oliver.
Housemender.
Housemenders was here like that. Yes, Sydney was here. And Alex is here. You were at their wedding. I'm sure that is something you don't quite recall.
I remember
it. And then Liv and Leighton's the one that you chose to skip as a friend. And you were free that night and opted not to come.
There was no official invite.
Jake was there.
I went to both weddings.
It wasn't an official invite.
Yes, it was. And so anyway, so we got a chance to see everybody. That was a lot of fun. Place was packed. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy the Nutcracker.
Do you?
How long does it go for?
It's basically 2 hours. There's like a 20-minute break in between scenes.
Intermission.
Yeah, it's like an hour, and then you get 20 minutes off and another 40 minutes.
2 hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. You're locked in. But here's probably the reason why it's so well done, but it's the lead center.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when that was built, what, 50 years ago, whatever it's been? Has to be close.
50?
It has to be close to 50
Hold
years,
on,
doesn't it?
I got
it?
This.
It's probably in, had to be built, it was around in the 90s for sure, so
this is
it's got to be 45 years, I'm saying.
There's a chance with the help of the concrete that we could all hit a golf ball from right here to the lead center.
Yes, we could hit
it
the lead.
It is that
yes.
close to us right yeah. now.
And it's an amazing setup.
Two blocks away.
That being built in Lincoln was remarkable.
I got you.
Hey, let me guess. I'm going to guess 1991.
I think before that.
Oh, my God, you nailed this.
On the top.
1990.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
Opened.
Whoa.
Opened. It opened. It was constructed in the late 80s, obviously, and opened in 1990.
How about that? The lead center.
Wow. How did you know that, by the way?
Well, I was a graduate assistant when that was a new deal. And I went and saw Jerry Seinfeld there.
Did you?
Yes.
Was that one of the first acts?
I don't know if it was one of the first acts.
He was there like a couple years ago, too.
But I know this. Imagine in the 90s trying to get Seinfeld tickets. I mean, it was insane.
Oh, God.
I called from the north end zone from our locker room. We had a rotary phone. And you had to keep calling to get in. That's how you got your tickets. I finally got through. And purchased two tickets.
Did you go with Jerry Godowski?
Jerry was there, I believe. Jerry was there.
Was.
We did not go together. No. Did not go together.
Godowski's just gets way...
He's a part of the show. Big
he
time.
Gets... No, but he's too much forgotten when you talk about the great ones. He does not get talked about even close to
what
enough.
He should. No.
No.
He was the Big 8 Offensive Player of the Year.
I know. And nobody... He it's just like doesn't... That. He doesn't get discussed at all.
Big 8 Offensive Player of the Year. Yeah, it's
no big whoop.
And no one.
He was a big whoop.
And then no one talks much about Turner, who probably should have won the Heisman Trophy.
So Turner was. It was before Jerry.
Yep.
How long before?
Hold on. Well,
I got it right in front of me.
It would be about 6 years, 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
Because Turner would have been obviously on that 83 team, and then Jerry would have been graduated about 89.
Good job.
So that's about the.
That's right, because we were in the same class, Jerry and I. All right, there you go. I don't even have to look it up. Good job.
How's the apple tasting over there?
Really, he's
chowing our apple on the show.
I mean, he used to bring in great food. I mean, he had pancakes recently.
You had sandwiches.
And then you had treats and stuff. Now you're eating an apple.
Is this the health kick again?
Yeah,
no.
Is this the deal?
It seems like it is.
No, I think Greg's bringing in food.
Today, on Monday?
I think so.
What if he doesn't? You're going to starve without your McDonald's
breakfast. I have an apple scene right
That's
there.
Not, it'll keep you full for 20 minutes tops.
Greg brought me some hamburger cheese dip on Saturday.
He did?
As a Christmas gift. And it was, how about this one? How about when food shows up at your house and it's from Greg?
Uh-huh.
And also it just hits you and you have no food in the house and you're starving?
He's a hero.
Within 20 seconds, Laura had some. Within 20 seconds, Laura had some and chips. Greg also brought the chips with it.
Okay, he did that. Yeah. And then for dinner, he brought over roast beef, corn, and mashed potatoes.
To your house?
Yes. Well, he said he's going to bring it over, but I was out and about, so I said I'll just stop by. And he always prepares it really well.
Oh, yeah. It came in a little mini, like a little Tupperware, a little travel. It was unbelievable.
Exactly.
Greg, thank you.
I didn't see Greg this weekend.
Feeding the masses.
The masses.
Feeding the wealthy and the poor. So he doesn't discriminate.
I was so mad, though. I missed him. My wife goes, was Greg coming over? I said, well, yeah, he texted me, but I was out walking Sugar, and I wanted to see Greg. He was probably happy that he just kind of.
He's very discreet.
Slid in, dropped it off, and was out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be he doesn't want to be a bother.
He's not a bother.
Yeah,
he's our hero.
More people should be like that. But
I didn't see Greg this weekend.
You didn't get me.
Missed out.
We're his
Greg.
Age.
Yes.
What?
We're his age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Greg. Happy Monday to you, my friend.
Damn shot.
Jilted.
Not a shot.
Jilted.
I didn't get a chance to see Greg.
Jilted.
Gladly give him a handshake.
We will talk about what's it like to be jilted when we get to Friday.
Okay.
Greg will be here later. I think he'll be here. I think he's about
today.
Yes, 7-ish.
Okay, that's a tease then.
Yeah,
we'll see.
not coming on the air.
No, so for us, so what, providing food.
Besides getting food from Greg, what else did you have? And
I had a lot, but I don't want to talk about it. How about you?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I watched basketball Saturday.
Particular game?
I did watch Nebraska.
Look at him. He's like, can we please get to it?
No, we got to give respect to what happened yesterday first. Unfortunate event at Devaney. Nebraska volleyball loses in an incredible five-set match. Let me tell you this. If you are Texas A&M and you lose the fourth set, 37-35 in that Hornets nest, and you win set five, whoa, that's a statement made.
Oh, they're tough.
They win the first two sets. Nebraska wins set three, wins a marathon in set four. At that point, you think, all right, this is Nebraska's match. They're going to win this, go to the Final Four for the third straight year. But to A&M's like, nope.
It was
incredible.
Several alarming things, not really alarming, several interesting facts. So I'm at the Nutcracker. This was at the exact same time. The Nutcracker ends.
Okay.
And then the girl in front of me immediately has her phone.
Okay.
And it's on. So I'm watching the game with a stranger that was right in front of me. And at the time, it was 26-26 in the fourth.
Okay.
Okay.
In the
fourth. So I watched the game with her. And we're walking out, and I'm watching the game with her. We get all the way around to backstage to get Gigi. Now Housemender is on the phone.
Sure.
We had to branch off from my random friend that I'd met. Now it's 35-35, and we're still watching this. And then they win it. I didn't realize this. I thought when she told me the deal, I thought we were up 2-1.
No.
I didn't know that went down, what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So then from that point in time, I had to go to Doc Talk. So I whipped over to my truck, and then immediately got on with John Baylor.
John Baylor,
right as the fifth one, and that was incredible to listen to. That was kind of fun to listen to it, but so that was my tracking of it. And I would go backwards though. For some reason, I watched the reverse sweep the last three games of A&M beating Louisville
on Friday night.
And I remember thinking, how did Louisville win the first two? That's what I thought of A&M. I was like, that is an absolute wow. What A&M looked like. So it did shock me that Nebraska lost, but it was A&M has some incredible.
What's shocking
players.
Is that, okay, go back to the first set. Nebraska has dominated all year long. Of course, undefeated team. Nebraska allows a 10-0 run in the first set. Nebraska has a very fast start. I think they're up like 11-5, something like that, and 10-0 run by A&M. And they win the set, and it's just anybody watching, if you're at the match, if you're at home, stunned. That has not happened this year. I mean, Nebraska has fallen behind 2-0 once or twice, one time this season, and beat Kentucky in that match. And the fact this went like this yesterday was just, A&M just didn't play a perfect match, but they played damn near perfect to win in Lincoln yesterday.
I was amazed at their ability, and I saw it, I didn't see as much of the game live on yesterday. But I was amazed at their ability size-wise and to block. When I was watching them two days before when they were playing against Louisville, I was like, wow.
They got good block.
Yeah. And so that...
What? They do.
I mean, that's how's that apple?
It's good. That's their thing. I mean,
yeah.
They're...
It has to be one of the top five upsets of all time in volleyball.
Well, it's A&M's first ever appearance in the Final Four. They've never made it before. So the fact they came to Lincoln, the number one team in the country, undefeated team, to make their first Final Four ever, yeah, that's a top five upset ever, I would have to say.
Yeah.
Sip, you took notes of the match. You were watching.
It was unbelievable.
Are you okay? Yeah. Your headset's off.
Oh, it's...
Can you not hear?
Yeah. No, I can hear fine. It was, it was remarkable. It was a remarkable match.
It was, the Devaney Center was popping, and it's unfortunate how it ended. But A&M, five-set victory. They're going to the Final Four, as well as Wisconsin, who beat Texas last night.
Wisconsin beat
because
Texas?
Because Nebraska swept Wisconsin this year on the road. Swept them. It wasn't even close to
Wisconsin
that.
Wisconsin going to Final Four.
Wisconsin beats Texas on the road in Austin to go to the Final Four, as well as Pitt and Kentucky also in the Final Four. So all the one seeds besides Nebraska made it. Oh, sorry. No, Wisconsin was on the way. Two 1 seeds made it, and then Wisconsin and A&M.
That I didn't see that one coming either. Did not. Did not see
We've
Wisconsin.
We've been following volleyball closely all year.
I kind of have been. I do follow it a little bit. Well, I said I watched the entire A&M versus Louisville. Yeah. I think it was probably because I was waiting for Nebraska to play next or whatever. I just turned it on and I was like, wow, this is pretty incredible to watch, to have it all.
Great, great season, unfortunate finish, but Nebraska volleyball, I'm sure, will be back and better than ever next year. 33-1, the final record, and a stunning loss to A&M yesterday.
And that was a hard one, especially for when as a coach, when you watch certain players. I don't know if there's anyone that is more fun to watch or more of a spirit animal or talent level than Rebecca Alex. She's just
Lincoln's own.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, wow. And I just saw a little bit of the press conference afterwards, and just to see what she was going through was hard. And to see someone like that play, and then she played remarkable. I mean, she played absolutely.
She did.
And she was the best player, probably the best player on the court yesterday. And it just wasn't enough. But wow, was she something special, and what a career.
Yeah, a lot of emotion post game. 33-1 final record. Tough end, but great season. Anything else out of chit chat at all?
Nope.
I don't think I have anything else beyond that. It was a pretty quiet weekend.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you did anything, Jake. Really?
I saw Grant last night. I saw Durant.
Okay.
At his house in the Bottoms.
Really?
You were just down at Durant's.
So. I did watch the match with Durant at his house in the Bottoms. Yeah, it was Michelle, his wife's birthday, 35th birthday.
Oh, happy
birthday.
So
we had some food, had some drinks, watched some volleyball, and she was very depressed because Nebraska lost. It kind of ruined the party a little bit.
It does. Well, if you have a big party, if you have a watch party, and it doesn't really go well, you want to talk about things just taking a turn?
It's depressing.
If you get together, the whole idea is we're going to win. You don't get together a whole lot of house parties. I don't know if Rutgers has a lot of house parties, people getting together in football. Like, hey, we're gonna play Ohio State and let's get together for a house party. No, not doing that.
I mean, there was like 10 people there. If they win, you're gonna hang out and drink and have a good time, and people just kind of left.
Just went home.
The match gets over and someone says, "Yeah, I'm out of here." Okay, see ya. We moved on. Yeah,
but unexpected.
Yeah, it was. I didn't. We stayed around till 7 last night. We were there for a long time. Last ones to leave.
God,
Jake hangs in there.
I do. I like the party.
Did you have any sort of libations?
Oh, we had a couple. Yeah, did you? Only two. So it was, did not affect anything at all. Just two beers in 3 hours being there. So, but that was fun.
Was there some sort of a nacho platter?
Oh, it was a dip party.
Oh, that was my dream.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Are you kidding me?
Cowboy dip. There's some like sweet cannoli dip.
Sweet cannoli.
It looked like cookie dough, but it was like a cannoli dip that you dipped, desserts into, basically.
Wow.
I think you guys would have devoured that.
Yeah,
The dips were a hit. Nothing was left. We brought
things. That should be every party. I don't want to hear about where we're going to grill some steaks. Let's have some dip.
We brought spinach and artichoke dip that got destroyed also, just pummeled, and then they made some sliders. It was delightful. Great time. Great food. Besides
then,
the loss,
it took a turn and everyone went home early.
I still had a great time despite the loss, but I just know the mood change of the party when that happened. So
The Nutcracker started at 2. I think the Husker started at 3, right?
They did.
So some parking in
No, Husker Volleyball started at 2 yesterday.
Was it 2 also?
Yeah,
okay, so
2.
same exact time. That's why we were as off. That's why, like I said, I missed a lot of it. So anyway, point being is that they're parking, Leighton Housemender and his wife, Olivia, and right over here by Leighton, and she's like, yeah, it's going to be tough parking, with the volleyball game and all. And we're like, nope, not at all. The volleyball game's about
it's
40 minutes.
It's a long ways away.
So walking, it's not at PPA. It'd be 40 minutes from here, actually. We're not even remotely close to the...
If it was at PPA, sure.
Yes, but no, we're not even close. And she's like, yeah, I think me and Leighton are like, nope, no chance.
That's a nice thought, but no, not true. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess.
Joey!
They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand. Now, I know it was depressing yesterday, but it wasn't depressing? Saturday! Around 5 o'clock, Husker basketball clinches a win against Illinois on the road, 83-80, and it sounded like this on Peacock.
Gotta go. Down to 5. Hoiberg kicks it out. Lawrence for the win. Got it! And you can tell it was good right away. Oh, wow. Oh, my.
you couldn't tell what that was, that's Jamarcus Lawrence hitting a buzzer beater on a perfectly designed play by Fred Hoiberg. The same Hoiberg drives in the lane, dishes out. Jamarcus pump fakes, hits a shot with 0.2 to go. And I'm telling you, as someone, we've all been long-suffering Nebraska basketball fans our whole lives. I didn't know how to react. This season's been a dream. It's been an absolute dream. It's December. They have a long ways to go. But everyone said, oh, this is when they lose their first game. You're at Illinois, who's the 13th ranked team in the country. They're so big. They had a ton of rebounds. They out-rebounded Nebraska, what, 30?
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
427, and they had 13 offensive rebounds in the game.
What about the foul discrepancy, Jake?
That was bad also.
It was like 21-9
21-9 on fouls.
All I could think about was Jake. Because
I wish you could have
seen
me.
At one point in time, was a minute and a half to go. I think we're up six or something. They hit a couple. I mean, it's like, and then they hit but the one that had to be, that had Jake, had to be completely freaked out on. And it was, it Jamarcus, was he the one who tapped it? Was when Hoiberg was driving and shot goes up, reverse layup, doesn't make it.
Yes.
But he gets the rebound back for a bunny and misses the bunny.
And then Jerry Garcia.
Is it Garcia? That's what it was.
Tips it in.
Oh, yeah. But I'm like, as Jake's watching that, I couldn't imagine.
Definitely freaking out.
I couldn't imagine Jake just going crazy.
Oh, God. I wish there was film of me in my living room watching this game.
Was it just you in Scotland?
Elizabeth was watching also. And, you know,
did she tell you to calm down ever?
This game meant a lot to me. Sip, you know that, you know, I take every game personally. And
I take every game personally.
I get to see Nebraska. I mean, it was the most epic week. Nebraska beats Creighton on Sunday, 71-50. Yeah. They beat Wisconsin by 30 on Wednesday, and then they prove it by going on the road to Illinois on Saturday and win 83-80. Bryce Sanford had 26 points in the first half.
It was amazing.
I mean,
you got him going.
Like that's why this team is incredible, because I mean Nebraska at halftime only has 37 points. He had 26 of 37, and he only had 6 points in the second half. And it's like, we're good. We got you, Price. Here comes Rink to make a couple threes. Here comes Jamarcus. Here comes Sam Hoiberg to make some shots. Here's Jared Garcia, 10 points in the second half.
Where did his playing time come
nowhere.
From? All of a sudden, I'm like, man, Garcia's in there a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean it was incredible. It was. I don't know where Garcia's playing time came from. McDermott said Sam Hoiberg was plus, what was he, plus 32. He doesn't even look at points, rebounds, assists. He looks at the plus minus
in the Creighton game. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Sam was plus 23 against Illinois.
Oh, plus 23.
Which is still amazing.
Yeah, he was.
They won by three. It was plus 23.
Yeah, there was a. Robin wrote a great article about who's the Illinois coach? What's his name?
That'd be Brad Underwood.
Yeah, what he said about Sam. Sam was the key to the game. He said he was the difference. Underwood said Sam was the difference.
So this is three straight coaches now. I mean, yeah. McDermott says that on Sunday. Then Wednesday, I think Greg Gard brought up Sam Hoiberg again. I mean, a 30-point route. Everybody was good in that
game. Yeah, he was plus 23. You're right.
And then, of course, Underwood does again.
Yeah, he said the game Saturday was controlled by Fred's son. And he made a great play on that last play. Lawrence wasn't the first option. It was Sanford. So he had to adjust on the fly, and he did. And got it. And he got Lawrence a good shot. It wasn't perfect, but it was. Yeah. Pretty good for that.
I thought he won a little late.
Yeah.
I did.
I
was concerned.
He's got to go.
I was concerned. I'm like, hey, we got to get going here. There's like 5 seconds left.
But he went at seven.
Yeah.
Well, my thought was this the whole time, as I told Elizabeth, I said, this game, for several reasons, cannot go to overtime if Nebraska wants to win. Number one, it's overtime on the road. That's not good. Number two, as we mentioned, 21 fouls to 9. You've got to have guys foul out. I mean, Burke had 4 fouls. Sam had 4 fouls when the game ended. Price had 3. If he could pick another one, he's in trouble. Jamarcus, 3. They had 9 fouls to 21. Yeah. So this gets into a free throw contest. You're screwed because they're going to be double bonus at the line the whole time. And you're going to have guys foul out. They have no... So I just think
was this all addressed with Elizabeth?
Yeah.
This was said out loud. If this goes to overtime, not good.
I said it with 5 minutes to go. I said, if we win this game, it is in regulation. If it goes to OT, we're not winning this game.
Jake's making this call from his living room, guys. And I don't know how he... Were you tweeting at all during this time?
I tweeted after the game.
Did you? Was it positive?
Let's check. I'll go.
Check it out.
You want to pull up my tweets?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you can look. I'll let Sim read them in my voice.
No, I can't do it in your voice.
Fine. Nice.
Oh, hold on.
I think I tweeted 3 times. It was all after, nothing during the game.
Oh, you weren't tweeting during.
Nothing during the game.
You want 3 tweets post-game. Pretty.
It was 2 or 3. Here's what I said. I had a couple retweets, too. I said, no. Nebraska ball! Oh, my God! What a team! What a game!
Very insightful.
Very insightful.
Then I had
how long did you wait? A minute?
No, I didn't wait. Then I tweeted about 5 minutes later. after I was celebrating, I said, Jared Garcia appreciation post. Sanford was the story of the game, but that win does not happen without the second half Garcia had. On a night where Frager was off, they still had enough off the bench to get a massive win. Nebraska ball is alive and well.
You got a lot
stand
of engagement.
By that.
You got a lot of engagement on that.
Positive engagement?
Yes, 948 likes. Well,
Jake, how many followers do you have?
Not that many.
I was just.
I think I only have like 100.
What did you say? I liked it.
You liked that one?
Yeah, I gave you.
You
the
liked it?
I gave you the 948.
Is that the heart?
That's the heart one.
That's the heart one.
You hearted that one.
You hearted him?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was a big one. You almost got to 1 million or 1,000, I guess. 1,000.
Million's not a thing. Yeah. Okay.
A million. If Jake got 1 million follows, that'd be incredible.
No likes.
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 And then my last one, I stand by this too.
How much longer was this one?
Oh, probably another 5 minutes. So I said all that game was missing was a Bill Raftery onions call at the buzzer beater. What a game.
What a freaking
game. Can you imagine if Raftery's on the call for, onions? Well, let's hear from Kent Pavelka was on the call for this game.
Well, let's hear.
Also,
this has to be good.
We gave you the Peacock call.
Yeah, this has got to. This, yeah.
Here's Kent Pavelka, Husker Sports Radio Network call of the game-winning shot. Listen in.
Along the baseline, except for Sam, out into the timeline. 5 seconds to go. Sam drives the ball, kicks it. It is Lawrence, puts it up. God! Ah! 2 seconds to go. Inbounds play. I'm going to pass out. The game is over. Nebraska wins it.
I'm going to pass out.
He's on the floor. Is he on the floor?
Yeah, he's on the floor.
Oh, that's gold. And I tell you one thing. You want to talk about a hard lifestyle? Pavelka. Husker Hoops. He's the only We're the only school that's never won of the Power Four, right?
Yeah.
We're it. Yeah. We're the only one that's never won a game.
And he's
been doing the game for 40-some years. Yeah.
This is his 41st year calling Nebraska basketball.
He's never won an NCAA tournament. I want you to think about that. 41 years. And he had some years, like recently, they won 7 for the whole season.
He's hung in there.
I put it like this. I'm 34. I've watched a lot of Nebraska basketball. He's called 7 more years than I've been alive of this program to never win a game. And he cares about it at a high level.
At a high level.
He does.
And, I mean, obviously it's December. This can go haywire at any given time. Hopefully it doesn't. But
not haywire.
If this team is as good as they appear to be right now, they should be not sweating it for once on Selection Sunday. Hopefully just say, hey, where's the seed at? Not did we make it? That's what we always talk about. This team is chronically on the bubble.
I got him
just not it.
I got him as the 6th seed now. I got him as the 6th seed. Yes, 6th seed.
Seems realistic.
What is that? 15 wins in a row now for the Huskers. 15,
and if you count the win against BYU as well, that'd be 16. That didn't count.
You can't, Jake, just stop on that one. Okay, you
don't get accounted. That was an impressive win.
You don't get accounted in a game that both teams don't agree that it counts. That game will not.
True,
Jake. That will not.
In my heart,
when the committee gets together, they're not going to be like, and don't forget this one.
Don't forget that exhibition game.
Yeah.
Hey, Dibonsa played the whole game for BYU. That been counted. Should count. I wish it counted. Yeah, 15 straight actual wins, 16 straight that don't count with the BYU game.
We're not Nebraska. Jake, just drop that one. I'm letting you go. Just stop that one.
15 straight.
Don't get the
Having
BYU.
Having the time of my life right now. having the time of my life. I mean, they're just so fun to watch. It's an actual team.
I couldn't imagine tweeting, then still being that excited 5 minutes later, tweet again. Tweet, and then 5 minutes later, tweet it again from his living room.
It was a 45-minute recovery for me.
Oh.
I think the game ended about 5. At 5:45, I was ready to move on.
Finally. I texted Jake when they were up 6 with about 2 minutes to go. I go, 4 seed.
He did.
I did.
Yeah. You dropped him to a 6 seed now, though.
I got him to a 6 now. I got him to a 6 seed. Well, yep. I had to go through and evaluate everybody, every single team. And so
CBS Sports has him 16th now.
I think they'll have the official new poll out today. I think,
And then we got a couple layups here, right?
Well, that's always risky saying that, but theoretically, yes, Bill, they should beat New Hampshire and North Dakota, and then that sets up. I know we're looking forward here, but January 2nd, Pinnacle Bank Arena, Friday night, Tom Izzo, Michigan State come to town against potentially 13-0, highly ranked Nebraska basketball.
Okay.
How about that for a happy start?
I'm going to throw my hand up on this one, too, see if anybody has any tickets. Jake does that. And
I need
really
tickets
well.
For sure. This is an early plea for a ticket.
If Keith Mann can just get me in the building, media.
He'll get you in.
Media. Yes.
He'll get you in.
Early plea for that. Nebraska again. Yeah, the games, we mentioned the team. They'll play North Dakota on Sunday. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip on BTN.
Sunday.
And then they'll play, then they'll play New Hampshire on December 30th. So we're talking about two games the rest of this year. It's December 15th. Two more games.
Kind of a lull.
I'm telling you that these two games are critical because you just can't stub your toe because you're setting yourself up for one of the more epic energy games ever in that arena when Michigan State comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Would they be at 13-0 at that time?
Yeah, here's more reason why you can't lose. The NET rankings are very strong now, but North Dakota is 4-9. And New Hampshire is 3-7.
Come on.
Okay.
Got to win these games. Yeah, you'd be about a 30-point favorite in both of them.
I think you're losing those games.
I'm just stunned. I'm waiting to wake up. I don't know if it's a dream or if this is reality. This team's awesome.
Is it a dream?
It feels like a dream.
It's 11 games in. Is this a dream?
It feels like a dream. Nebraska men's basketball has won 15 straight games. They have the longest streak in the country. It doesn't make sense for the history of this program, but I guess Indiana being good at football also does not make sense. So nothing makes sense anymore, which is beautiful.
What's up is down. Dogs and cats living together in harmony.
Sip, I'd like to know what your instant reaction was to Marcus Lawrence's buzzer beater.
Add in.
You do have some emotion.
I wasn't overly surprised. I mean, I just...
Did you give a grunt? Like, whoa.
Not really.
What was that? Hold, do it again.
I just thought... At halftime, I mean, I tweeted at halftime, this will go to the wall, or something like
that. Look
what I said.
Yep, okay, tweets.
I figured the game would go about like it did. I said, this will stay interesting, is what I said. So it was about...
Your tweets were incredible yesterday.
They really weren't.
No, they were incredible.
But
no.
Let's see, but what do you have?
No, they weren't.
This is yesterday.
This was not... This
Tell
was,
us what do you have.
What?
Can I read them?
I don't care. I didn't hardly tweet anything.
Because it's a bunch of quote tweets with this one-word responses. Yeah.
They're not that good.
Your colleague Abby Barmore tweets out some results about A&M. You tweet real quick. You quote and go, You quote tweets with that toss.
It was the first loss. It was after the first set loss, right?
And then Nebraska wins set 3, and you quote tweet Abby and say, Murray is nails.
That's
Harper Murray.
Okay.
Very normal.
And then Nebraska wins the 4th set. You quote tweet Abby again. You go, heavens.
Heavens.
Unbelievable.
Heavens, meaning, wow, what a match.
And then the last one, when the match was over.
No, Abby, this was that. Yeah, this was serious.
Last one, you tweet out with quote tweeting Abby. You say, I saw ungodly courage all over that court with the volleyball emoji.
I said, God.
There was. I agree with
those
that.
Those women. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a bunch of tough athletes. It was incredible.
The one, my favorite one that you and Sean do is the eyes emoji. Just the eyes, or the fire,
all the time,
or the
too.
Fire one. Those I'm like,
I don't
really?
Do fire.
Sean does. Sean does,
Sean
fire,
does fire.
But you guys both do eyes emoji, and I'm just like, really? That's what we went with.
He did it that day too.
Did he? The eyes.
Robin, it's just you just gotta participate.
Robin tweets out that Stanford had 11 straight points and sipped quote tweets with the eyes emoji.
He did. I just like, what is this?
No. It's just a way to participate.
To show that I'm watching, I'm active here. Yeah. I don't want to tweet at all, but it's fine.
I mean, I wasn't terribly surprised. They're good. They're legit. They're old is what they are. Yeah. I mean, it's an old team, and they're
a bunch of veterans.
Yeah, they play very smart and tough, and they really shoot it.
Regarding our quest, real quick back to Michigan State, Nebraska tickets, which is going to be very expensive January 2nd.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a screenshot of current ticket prices for that game.
Yeah.
In section 117, you could get a ticket for $541.
Wait. Hey. Really?
In section 111, in one of the end zone ones, $391.
Yeah.
$286, $230
Finally.
For 214
See,
level.
Pays to be in the media. You don't even worry about that stuff.
Maybe I'll try to get media pass for that one.
You're going to try to get a media
I don't want to pay $500 for a ticket. Okay. No offense, Nebraska. I love you. I might pay that for the tournament if when they make it.
$1,000.
I'm not doing that.
$1,000.
Not doing that.
Is this the first time ever that you could sell Nebraska tickets for a high
amount? There's been Creighton games in the past you could.
What about no-sit Sunday?
That was expensive, yes. Definitely expensive. Nebraska. So, Bill, Nebraska's first year, you were in Wisconsin 2014, correct?
Yes.
So the first year Nebraska loses one game at PB. That was a buzzer beater to Michigan. That was it. Otherwise, they won every single game, including beating Wisconsin to basically clinch their run
game.
to the tournament. They lost one game that season.
That was a monster game.
That season was a monster. It was incredible.
They didn't go to the tournament that year, right?
They did. They made
that tournament. They did,
but they got curb stomped by Baylor. Tim Miles got ejected before halftime of the game with two technical fouls.
It was a bad match.
I mean, here's the Nebraska was, I think, the very first team to play in the tournament. It was a Thursday, right? Like
Thursday morning.
They were the first team out of the tournament.
Yeah, I was in San Antonio.
Sip was there.
Yeah,
I was not.
Oh, there's nothing worse than like 11 o'clock tip, and they're playing at these neutral sites. There's no one there. There's no one there.
Not many
people
can
hear.
I'm not going to push
everybody
back.
Warming up and stuff. It's like this is electric. The games are electric. Are the ones that are like 11 o'clock at night, and you're watching Gonzaga play somebody on the West Coast.
Oh yeah, I was done with that tournament. It's 3 o'clock that day.
The tournament of Thursday done.
Writing
Coach
is
ejected
done.
Before halftime. Yeah.
It was not good. But, anyway, but no, this I don't know, Jake. I wouldn't get too ahead of yourself, but.
I'm not trying to.
I'm trying
to keep calm and reserved.
I think they'll be really consistent because they're
Jake,
old.
You're not calm and conserved, so you're not. That's not you. Just be you, Jake.
God, I wish they had another big game now, not this lull.
They played two games the rest of the year. I mean, they have.
I know.
They don't play for.
They're not even games, really.
They play in 6 days now, and then they play 9 days after that. That's it, until the Michigan State game. That's it.
Yeah. What basket? Jake?
By the way, I hate to kick a team while they're down also, but Creighton's 5-5.
You don't hate to, Jake. You love that. Well, you just said you. No, Jake, you.
You don't hate
Jake,
that at
you've
all,
sent
actually.
Me numerous. You sent us texts in our thread before when Creighton was getting beat. Whoa, Creighton's losing.
Well, now they're hurting Nebraska's RPI because they stink at this point. win some games. Kansas State, who Nebraska beat, goes on the road and beats Creighton 83-76 on Saturday.
You're not going to get much out of K-State. K-State or Creighton aren't going to give you much.
I don't think so.
How's Oklahoma doing? Are
Oklahoma's
they giving us
not
anything?
Bad. They've been all right. They had a nice win. Oklahoma beat they beat somebody
obviously
good.
Illinois is going to help you a bunch. There's not a lot of help on there besides Illinois.
Oklahoma went on the road and beat Oklahoma State, who was 9-1.
Okay.
Oh, that's
a big
good.
Win for Oklahoma. They're 7-3
Greg's
now,
here.
Overall.
I honestly didn't think Oklahoma would be that good. I thought Kansas State would. But
if you go back to that game, Porter Moser was very, very high in Nebraska, saying that's a good basketball team. He said, this is a good team they have. I know people don't expect that, but this team is very good. And he was Porter Moser, former Final Four coach at Loyola Chicago, Porter Moser, now at Oklahoma. Huskers, 11-0, best start in school history, 15 straight wins. I don't know what's happening. I don't want to wake up. I like this dream.
I don't want to wake
the
up.
Best, my favorite dream of my lifetime right now.
I just couldn't believe. I was just don't so, pitch I go, me. This is just going to be unbelievable. Because I had on, it wasn't the quad box. I had on the dual box. So I had Army-Navy, which will be Bill Shrills.
Yes.
And then we had on.
Army-Navy.
And then I could watch both at one time. Now, especially towards a lot of it, I went just straight to the Huskers for a large screen. Especially on the final parts of that game. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let you know, I ran around the house 6 times.
Did you?
At the buzzer beater.
Yeah.
I slapped a couch very hard in excitement and just
I would. Could
ran
you imagine
around.
If there had been a camera just
oh,
I kind of
wish that there was.
I kind of
wish there was. I wish for my sake I could rewatch it. It was jubilation. Yeah. There was a hug. There was an embrace. And then I ran around and
so
just
you hugged
up
Elizabeth.
And down the steps. Up and down the steps in celebration.
I don't have a team like that.
No, I don't.
I wish you guys could have that kind of jubilation.
I wish I did. Yeah. I'm jealous of you.
Yes.
We can make that. We can fix
maybe.
That.
I don't know if you can this late in life.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to work on you.
Drum up that kind of enthusiasm. Yeah.
I'm going to work on you.
I don't see all of a sudden just out of the blue, like this, hoping the Rams win at that extent.
Let's have money on it.
Yeah.
Maybe that would
maybe that'd be it. We need to start wagering high amounts of money because that would make us act different, maybe. Yeah.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, we're just in the Breakers this morning.
Basketball Bird.
Also known as...
Not Larry Bird.
It's Early Bird.
Larry Bird. I like 19th
that. 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, French toast, pancakes, waffles, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. 19th and K open every day till 2 p.m. When we come back, let's honor the Heisman Trophy winner, Fernando Mendoza, next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.